Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Everybody, welcome back to ClickFunnels Radio. You have the opportunity of hearing from Ruvi Abuvala. Ruvi, welcome to the show.
What's going on, Dave? How are you doing today?
I am so excited to have you. It's been a fun thing. Again, you're new to my universe, but just in the few minutes we were talking, you're a kindred soul. It's a fast, easy connection. Again, one of our two Comma Club Award winners. So excited to see all that you've been doing. Quick little background for some of you guys who may not be aware of some of the stuff Ruby's been up to. He's got a company called Scaling with Systems, and they help businesses scale like crazy. One of his lead opportunities you have the opportunity of going to is How I Started and Scaled Two Companies to Seven Figures in Under 2 Years, Leveraging Virtual Assistants and Automation. And again, he's going to talk to you a little bit later about a gift he's got for us. So you have to stay to the end to help you actually do that. But Ruby, before I let you talk too much here, I want to dive in and actually read the email you sent to Russell.
Oh gosh, now we're going to have, okay, you're going to embarrass me in front of everybody here. So
it's cool though. It's honestly, we get a lot of emails, and I think the part I love most is you really weren't expecting anything out of this. And it's those types of people like yourself I love having on our podcast. So without any further ado, let me just read to you the email that you sent. Hey Russell, you've totally transformed my life. Let me tell you how. Proof below. After my family pressuring me to be a lawyer my whole life, I stumbled across ClickFunnels and it changed everything for me. I saw the testimonials of other people making money online and I knew I could do the same. In 2018, I dropped out of law school and started my first online business. 3 months later, we hit our first $30,000 a month. 2 years later, we're doing $450,000 a month consistently with a focused, lean team of 12 people. Screenshots below from one of my companies. One of my larger companies is Scaling with Systems, so scalingwithsystems.com, where we take entrepreneurs doing $1,000 to $10,000 a month and take them to $100,000 per month using systems, automation, and virtual assistants, which we train and place for them for $3 an hour. I'm not looking for anything from this email or even a response. I just want to say thank you for opening my eyes. I reference .com secrets in every interview I do. If there's anything I could give back, 1/1000th of the value you've given me, please don't hesitate to ask. No need to respond. If not, I just wanted to say thank you. I attach screenshots below of where I was at before and some of my companies are at now. So Ruby, such a cool email. And again, it's always fun seeing people express gratitude, not expecting anything, but it's those types of people like yourself who I want to make sure the rest of the world hears about and knows about, because you're providing so much value to so many people. So again, welcome to the show. Let's kind of dive in and have some fun.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I did not, I honestly did not expect any kind of response from that, even a little bit. I was so shocked. And then when you invited me on here, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is going to be such a big deal. And no, absolutely incredibly grateful. All of that's 100% true. ClickFunnels is, people kind of trash social media, but I think ClickFunnels and what you guys have done, and even the Two Comma Club, which I said, I literally got mine in the mail, which was really awesome today. I got the letter in that said that I won it. I think it's so cool because it just shows you what's possible. And like, if I had stayed in my hometown and done the lawyer thing like my family wanted me to do, that was all that I knew what was possible. But it's like companies that you do, and what I'd like to think some of the stuff that we do at Scaling with Systems is help people realize like you can make this kind of money every single month. It's like humanly, actually physically possible. And it's a lot easier than you think. You just got to kind of find the roadmap to it. So you guys have done an awesome job at that, ClickFunnels, and making that kind of possible.
Well, thank you. Well, Ruby, again, I'm jealous the fact you're down in my hometown area of San Diego, living down in Point Loma, one of my favorite places. But with that, I want to kind of dive right in and talk about what you're actually doing, because there's a lot of people who talk about this whole VA thing and yeah, I can make money with VA or I can leverage myself. You've done it in a unique way, and I'd love for you to kind of dive in and help people understand how you actually are scaling. And because people talk about systems, and I know for most entrepreneurs like myself, at first I was like, the last thing I want is a system. I feel like a system's restrictive to me. I don't want to deal with that. But at the same time, it's the only way you can scale, and you've obviously done that. So let's dive in.
Yeah, sure. And also it's Ruvi, not Ruvi. It's like Ruvi. Like, yeah, Ruvi. Yeah. Yeah. I spelled it phonetically for you, and that was the issue that I made in the beginning, just so you know. But like, nope. I said, my mom still gets it wrong. So, but anyway, about the scaling part and the VAs part. So yeah, I had scaled my advertising agency pretty quickly. The first few months were a little rough for me. And then we kind of figured out this like virtual assistants, SOP focus on lead generation. Like every day, 24 hours a day, I have someone sending emails, sending LinkedIn messages, Facebook messages, Instagram messages, doing outreach for me, essentially trying to get my calendar filled. And like, I saw the power of that. And then I started kind of just enjoying the fruits of that labor. I had other people working for me that were generating leads and closing the deal. And then my VAs were setting up these advertising campaigns for me, right? I had this system. It was really beautiful. We call it the machine now. And I'm traveling and enjoying, you know, life. And people started reaching out to me. How did you do this? I was on Fox News for it. That got me a lot of publicity. And I think what happened, what makes us really unique is that, you know, coaching programs, you know, masterminds, whatever you're in. I honest to God, don't think that people need more information. I think we live in a world where information is just everywhere right now. I mean, you don't even need to buy into something. You can just Google it or YouTube it. And I think where people lack right now is action, is actually action and speed of implementation, which is what we talked about before this as well, how ClickFunnels is literally the definition of speed of implementation as far as getting a funnel up. And I noticed that a lot of my success had been around taking massive amounts of action really quickly. And the issue is that as this business owner, a lot of times, especially in the startup phase, you're wearing 150 hats. And unfortunately, the way I think the human mind is morphed is essentially, let's stay away from the scary stuff. So let's stay away from the cold calls. Let's stay away from the emails. Let's stay away from the sales calls, because, like, you know, someone might yell at us or might disagree with us or might not want our services. And let's stay towards, you know, changing the colors on our website and making our business cards and just telling everybody we're the entrepreneur and posting on Instagram, right? Because that doesn't actually require any kind of this scary aspect to it. And so it's like literally engraved in our mind. And so I thought, okay, well, if you can't essentially do it yourself, or you know it's going to be really hard to do it yourself, what if you had someone else do it for you? And so that's essentially where the virtual assistant aspect comes out of it. I said, okay, instead of telling these people who almost every single person that works with us has been in 10 programs, they've bought in, they've already worked with other people, whatever it is. Well, the reason why we're able to do what we're doing and have the success that we have, I mean, we have hundreds of testimonials, is because we're like, hey, we're going to show you what to do. I know you already know it. We're going to show you what to do, but then we're going to have someone actually do it for you. And they're going to be based in the Philippines. They're anywhere from $3 to $5 an hour, which is above the wage over there, the average wage that they have over there. If you don't know anything about currency conversion, you can Google it. They live very good lives. And they're able to do all of that lead generation work. And so you just wake up in the morning and your calendar is just full of appointments all day long. And then I actually just finished reading a really great book called Predictable Revenue. And he talks about inside there, I think it's Chris Ross, I think is who it is. He talks about inside of there, like, even if you get everything else wrong, like even if your product's just half decent, you know, even if your sales are not even that great, if you can just keep your calendar full every single day, you'll make money. And so that is essentially what it is. Like, we just have that for people. So people who are used to having 1 to 3 appointments a month are now waking up in their calendar within 3 days of working with us to 5 to 8 every single day, right? And then now we're going to start working on, okay, how do we do sales? How do we get the back end fit? And that's also where we use ClickFunnels a lot of the time, is like, we'll have some of the outreach we'll do is like, I think there's a really noisy world out there today. And so some of the ways that we like to cut through a lot of this noise is creating unique pieces of content that answer a lot of our, you know, our potential customers' questions, or our clients' potential customers' questions. And so if you can create these pieces of content and then slap it on a ClickFunnels page, just video and then a button below that says apply. And if you have any testimonials, just throw it there. You can just create these, hey, I'm reaching out because I saw that you were a real estate agent. I saw that you were an agency owner. I saw that you were this. If you're interested in learning more about what we do, respond back, or here's some content that might help you. And then they go and they click on that ClickFunnels page, which took us 5 seconds to set up. It's pixeled on Facebook and Google. So now we're retargeting them as soon as they hit that page. And then it's also the curated content that they love. And then they can click on the next button and then they become an application. So we like focus on this lead generation side so heavily because we want them to get that part down. And then I think everything else kind of falls in place. And that's where the VAs are absolutely critical. They're doing 3,000 to 5,000 pieces of outreach a day. And you just humanly can't do that and also do the back end fulfillment and also do, you know, your taxes and, you know, actually live a life that's worth living, in my opinion.
Really, that's amazing. I think it's the part you made mention of is so often a lot of business owners, I don't care if they're just getting started or even the been in business a long time. That's one of the biggest issues we run across, is there's so much to do and you feel like, I can't trust someone else to do this. I'm going to do it myself. You fight this whole solopreneur Superman attitude. And I know that for me, I always tell everyone the very first hire I would make is a virtual assistant. I don't care what you're doing, is you got to have a virtual assistant. But tell me, how do you help your business owners make that transition to where they can actually trust someone they've never met, that typically aren't, you're the ones who are actually setting up hiring. Is that correct?
Yeah. And that's an awesome question. And I love, that's so funny. I love that you tell people to do the, I mean, to me, it's a virtual assistant. Like, you know, I hired mine. I had dropped out of law school. I'm already in debt, right? Like I couldn't afford this US-based person. And let's just call it like it is. People think I'm a little brash, but it's like a lot of times you get someone that's US-based or whatever it is. In my experience, they are on Facebook half the time. They're twiddling their thumbs. They go to the bathroom 15 times a day. They think they're above the cold email, the cold calling, whatever it is. And so they don't do it, right? It doesn't get done. And so, and on top of all that, I think a virtual assistant is a really low barrier, low risk kind of position you can hire. What's the worst that'll happen, right? And so that's why it makes a lot of sense. The way we kind of gear up our clients for it is this. Like, I had originally, when I hired my first virtual assistant, I kind of wanted to speed up the process. So I found a virtual assistant placement agency, right? And I went through them and I paid about $8,000 for my virtual assistant, which was a lot of money. But if you do the math as far as like what it comes out to an annual salary plus what we're paying the VA, it is way below what you'd pay someone in the US. And this the experience was decent. And I got a great virtual assistant. Her name's Mel Jane. She's probably going to listen to this. She actually runs, we have a 30,000 square foot office in the Philippines. She runs the whole show over there.
Wow.
And we've scaled it quite a bit. And she runs, you know, we've placed over 600 VAs at this point. But I remember, like, if you're a business owner, you go through someone's business. A lot of times you're like, well, I'd probably do this a little bit differently, right? Or I'd do that differently, but you kind of bite your tongue because I'm not going to be that guy. And then the opportunity came where I had these people wanted to know what my secret was. And a lot of it had to do with having someone else do this work for me. And so I'm like, okay, instead of white labeling this other person, I'll just solve this problem myself. Another really great book, you guys will hear me quote books. I just love books. Is Jeff Bezos, The Everything Store. And one of the big ways that he distanced himself from Walmart and PetSmart and all these other companies was they, not Walmart exactly, because they actually didn't do it, but a lot of these other companies like PetSmart and a few other ones, Toys R Us, would pay Amazon to run their e-commerce for them because they didn't want to figure out how to do it themselves. And so they think they're really scaling, but really Amazon's learning all of their secrets, all of their tricks. And then they started selling their products on the Amazon website for less than what they were selling on the Toys R Us website, right? And that led to a bunch of court battles, but you and I both know who the winner of that kind of came out to be. And so I was reading that book at the time. I was in India and I'm like, I can't outsource this. It's going to be an issue. I'm not solving this problem. So I ended up reaching out to my virtual assistant, Mel Jane. I said, if we can find a VA, like, can you find someone else that needs work? She said 100%. And because she loved working with us and it was a steady income for her. And she was able to spend time with her family. And a lot of times some of these companies out there, I'm not going to name names, but multinational conglomerates that have call centers over there, they really don't treat their virtual assistants really well over there, honestly. Like, one of my best virtual assistants missed one day of work because her kid was sick and they didn't get paid for the whole month over there. And so she ended up coming over working with us. And so, very long story short, there was a really big need on both the client side in the US, the UK, Canada. And then there was also a need in the Philippines for this, like, really trustworthy company where, you know, you can get paid every single month. It's fun work. It's exciting work. You get to spend time with your family and you get to join this kind of community. They have their own Facebook group over there as well. So for our clients, what we essentially do is you come in, if you decide to join Scaling with Systems, we figure out exactly who you are, what your company is, what your offer is, and who you're looking for, what position you need them to do, whether it's Facebook ads, backend work, or maybe it's a lot of the times that lead generation aspect of it. And then what we'll do is we will go out in the Philippines. We have hiring fairs. We go to universities. We go to different call centers and kind of poach people that are really quality people. And we put them through a 30-day boot camp. And we say, hey, here's how you do lead generation. Here's how you do Facebook ads. Here's how you use ClickFunnels. Here's how you work with overseas entrepreneurs. Here's how you use Slack. Here's how you read and write SOPs. And then by the time our client sees them, they have already been, like, essentially fully trained. They're ready to rock and roll. The next day they'll send 3,000 pieces of email out. Your calendar will be full. And the client just gets this done for you product. And the best thing about the whole thing, in my opinion, is we also offer a lifetime guarantee. So, like, if for whatever reason that VA is not as expected, or they get pregnant, or they leave, do something else, we'll actually replace that VA for another fully trained one for you at no additional cost. So it takes away a lot of this, like, fear of hiring a VA. What if they steal my stuff? What if they leave me? Whatever it is, we kind of just remove all of that to kind of make it a no-brainer.
I love it. So, Ravi, tell me, what are some of the things that, so people are listening to this, what are some of the first things they should start to look at outsourcing to a VA?
Yeah, awesome question. So, you know, first, I think I always quote it when I speak on stages. I always say, like, if you go to a VA and you don't have your business systemized and then you try to pull somebody else in there to work with you, it's like going to a waiter and telling them, yeah, no, order whatever you think is best. And then they come out and you throw it in the waiter's face and say that you hate it, right? And I unfortunately see that happen all the time. So before you hire that first VA, you need to figure out, is my business repeatable? Is whatever I'm going to have this VA do, is this already in the instance that it's repeatable? Is it duplicatable? Whether it's lead generation, whether it's the back end work, whatever it is. So first thing is to make sure that it's copy and paste. Anybody can do it. It doesn't matter if it's a virtual assistant in the Philippines or a Harvard business graduate. They need to be able to copy and paste it over and over again. And then once you get that down, things that we really look for, to be really transparent with you, are number one, like coachability. So just like super eagerness to essentially learn, not somebody who has worked in a bunch of different positions and they think they already know it all, which that's just human nature in general. It's not just like, you know, US or whatever it is. So someone that's super eager to learn, and you'll see that with a lot of people that work over there, at least in our experience, they're really, really excited to learn and have something new, because most of the time you're giving them a standard operating procedure and they have to learn on how to do it. And if they don't like the idea of learning something new, it's not going to be a good fit. And then the other thing that we like to see is really strong family ties. I know that seems like a little bit kind of floofy, but in a lot of ways, in the Philippines, you guys can look this up, they have really, really, really strong cultural norms around family. And a lot of the reason why these people are taking these jobs is so they can stay at home for their family. And so if they have to provide for their family and they're supposed to be there for their family, then just like the US doesn't like to take, you know, single guys from the UK over here, because there's a lot of times they're not going to go back home to the UK. They like to take people that have families. Same thing with this as well. It's like they're not going to really leave. They're not going to, you know, go somewhere else, whatever it is, because they have to provide for their family and they want to grow and take care of their family long term. And the third and final thing, if you guys haven't noticed as well, all this stuff is soft skills. We like to say we hire on soft skills and train on hard skills. And the third and final thing, like as a client of ours, you'll conduct a VA interview with the VAs that we get usually like three or four, and you'll do an interview with them. It's like, how well do you guys get along, right? That's another great book is Good to Great as well. And so like, how do you guys get along? Is there like sparks that are flying when you guys first get on there? Like, are people excited? Is it like, oh my God, why did I not do this sooner? You know, do you guys share a lot of similarities, or does it just feel like this is like this like cold remote worker that you'll never really grow with? And if you can kind of get that mixture of three things there, then you can, anybody can learn cold email, anybody can learn cold calling, anybody can learn Facebook ads, whatever it is. But I think it's people that are hungry to grow. They have people that they want to take care of and they want to help out. And then them themselves are just like a great person or somebody that you would want to include inside of your company culture.
I love it. What are some of the things you've seen that are on the fringes as far as what normal VAs would be able to do?
That's an awesome question. It's actually in my webinar that I actually put on is I talk about when I was in Colombia. I at spur of the moment went to Colombia literally 24 hours notice. I actually ended up moving to Colombia for about 4 months, and I had forgotten that the second day I was there was my mom's birthday. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm in Colombia. I'm supposed to go paragliding. And I'm like, you know, don't have a lot of stuff. So I remember slacking Melody. I'm like, hey, it's my mom's birthday. Get her something nice on Facebook Marketplace. She didn't know who my mom was. She didn't know our home address. I literally like, I'm about to go paragliding. Mom, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. But it ends up that she goes on Facebook Marketplace. She reaches out to my sister, gets the home address, goes on Facebook Marketplace, finds a bike that my mom would love, this beach cruiser, confirmed that to my sister that my mom would love it, and then ends up actually getting the bike for my mom and literally paying for it because I gave her access to my PayPal. That's another thing that I got from Tim Ferriss, was like, look, if it's underneath $400 a month, don't even bother me, just fix it, you know, with my PayPal. And she bought it on my PayPal, sent it over to my mom, and I get a message from my mom, like, thank you so much for the bike. I'm like, so, you know, we're teaching them sales right now. We teach them lead qualification calls as well. So like how to make sure the leads are, and these are, you know, we work with, you've seen some of our client list. We work with some really notable brands, and a lot of them are shocked when I tell them, hey, that call before you got on this call, that was one of our virtual assistants in the Philippines. Like, and they're like, oh my God, I thought they were in Florida. Right. And so like pre-qualification, and I think one of the biggest ones that we're kind of trying to master, it's a little hard right now, is sales. A lot of the time that when they do sales in the Philippines, it's for companies like AT&T, and they're doing like, hey, you're calling in and asking about this plan. And they're like, oh, but if you want to do this, right? It's like this upsell on the phone, and it's like $30 a month or $8 a month. It's not like high ticket sales, which is what a lot of our, we work with a lot of SaaS companies, high ticket. So there's a, you know, a special, I don't know, formula, I guess you could say, to high ticket sales. And so that's what we're kind of working on right now. But, you know, I do have a few of them going through kind of the sales training process to see if we can spit that out. But they're doing everything you can literally imagine under the sun, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I love it. Well, Ravi, as we get close to wrapping things up here, anything else you want to make sure our audience knows about?
No, I mean, it's just, and we had talked about this before, but it's like, you know, when you look at, when you weigh stuff out, right? And we have, if you go to scalingsystems.com/ROI-calculator, you'll see, like, if you actually put in how many contact points that these people can be making a day for you, what you're going to be paying them. Let's say you pay a virtual assistant like $400 a month, which is the average salary over there. And then they do 4,000 contact points for you a month, which is super, super low. I mean, we do 3,000 to 4,000 a day, but this is like assuming you hired your own. And then that's like 10 cents a contact point. Let's say that I think it's like 1 to 2% end up becoming book demos from the contact points. That becomes like a $10 to $15 booked a demo in your calendar, and then you close one out of every 10 of those, then you're getting like your cost per acquisition is going to be about $100 for your product. And if you're anything in high ticket or you have anything in a real business, it's probably a few hundred dollars, few thousand dollars, tens of thousands of dollars you're getting from this $100 cost per acquisition. So a lot of times you guys need to kind of break down these numbers and realize, like, why would I not do this? What is the, and a lot of it is just some limiting belief that you have in your head about they're going to steal my money, they're going to steal my intellectual property, whatever it is. And it's the same people that we see that run these custom businesses that aren't really duplicatable. You know, imagine if ClickFunnels was like, you know, they, before you had to get on board, they're like, hey, we're going to make everything for you. Every dashboard is going to be tailored for you, whatever. No, they give us the tools. Like, I now know how to use ClickFunnels to make it my own, but you guys aren't making me my funnels on my own, right? And so you get, a lot of times we see people, same people that are afraid to hire out are also people that are afraid to say that they have a duplicatable system because they feel like it's going to be less worthy for their clients. Or they're afraid to charge more in their prices because they feel like, once again, it's not worth their time or whatever it is. It's like these like kind of profiles that I see. And a lot of times I'll just say, like, I mean, I've seen people charge tens of thousands of dollars for some things that you'd be like, what? I cannot, but they, and their clients are happy. And it's something that takes them 5 minutes of time because they have these systems and processes and these virtual assistants in place because people pay for value, not for time. And so I just challenge everyone that's listening to this right now, and I appreciate everyone that's lending me your ears. Hopefully you got some value out of this. I challenge everyone listening to this right now to just like challenge the beliefs that you have about what your parents told you about what business is, what your teachers told you about what business should be. Like, you know, we live in a different era now. Like, thanks to things like ClickFunnels, which has been absolutely game changer for us and for hundreds of thousands of entrepreneurs out there, maybe even millions. I don't know what number you guys are at right now, but it's like, you guys are, have so much more power now. And if you can just leverage other people's time really well and couple that with like sales funnels and a systemized backend, you'd be surprised how much cash you can bring in every single month without a whole lot of work.
I love it. Well, you mentioned there was going to be a gift for the people who listened to the end. So scalingwithsystems.com/gift. What are they going to find there?
Yeah. So we have essentially a free course, a bunch of questions. Like whenever we do a podcast like this, a bunch of questions come up. Where exactly do I find the virtual assistants? What's the messaging they should be sending out, et cetera, et cetera. So I put together, it's a course. It's like 10 modules long. Some people would charge like, you know, $1,000 for it if you're on this online world at all, but we give it away totally for free. scalingwithsystems.com/gift, G-I-F-T. And you'll be able to download it there and you'll be able to see where we hire our virtual assistants from, what you should say in the messaging templates, what kind of business we recommend running with virtual assistants, how to change your business into that, how to kind of fight this COVID stuff going on right now so that you can still make money, how we're transitioning a lot of these clients online, et cetera, et cetera.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, bud. I appreciate it.
Dave, congrats again on all your success. Thank you so much. I appreciate having me on here, Dave.
Thanks, bud. We'll talk soon.
See you.